afternoon. This is Chew On It, a place where you can pause and listen to people around the world sharing their life stories. The first story to tell will be mine. My name is Lindsay Chu. I'm 22 years old and a recent college grad. I could tell you lots of things about myself, but it seems only fitting that we start at the beginning of the story that you really came for. So I'll just skip right ahead to the good stuff. In January 2016, I walked into my first meeting with Guide Dogs for the Blind's Paws for a Cause Puppy Raising Club. The club meeting started on the shaded patio of a strip mall. I hadn't grown up with dogs, but that was irrelevant. In a matter of minutes, I was handed a leash and a guide dog puppy. And that was the moment that I met Tetris, a female black Labrador retriever who was about 8 months old at the time. I like to think of that as my first day in training. Tetris was selected as a breeder, and we know that only the best of the best puppies receive this recognition and honor. That day, Tetris showed me that even I, without any prior dog experience, could learn on the fly. At the same time, she taught me to be confident, because without that, even an excellent puppy in training would be without the necessary cues to proceed with her job. In that moment, I caught a small glimpse of the partnership that develops between human and dog in order to make guide work successful. While it takes much more than one day to learn all the necessary puppy training techniques, that day was the beginning of the rest of my life. I continue to learn about not only puppy raising, but the people whose lives they change, and how those lives in turn can change mine. 6 months later, I decided that finals week was a great time to take home my first puppy in training and work with it 24/7 for the rest of the week. So that puppy was Tad, Tetris's brother, who was about 14 months old at the time, also a black Labrador retriever. For Tad, I think every moment of his life was the happiest moment, and I couldn't help but be equally excited about everything that I was doing just by default of association with him, whether it was walking into the class, getting up in the morning, making breakfast, walking out the door. All of those things were just better when Tad was by my side. And so from that day on, I knew that I was addicted. I would be walking around campus with a guide dog puppy at all times possible. This gave me the courage to commit fully to puppy raising and fill out the official form to have a puppy by my side 24/7. Some puppies are delivered off the puppy truck at 8 weeks of age. Another option for raisers is to accept a transfer puppy in training. These puppies can vary in age anywhere from 7 months of age all the way to 10 or 14 months of age. In July 2016, I went to my first Guide Dogs for the Blind Fun Day, a fabulous occasion where 300 or so puppies in training from all over the West Coast gathered together at Guide Dogs for the Blind San Rafael campus in order to celebrate puppy raisers and the work that we do in order to help move the mission of the organization forward. There, I also had the opportunity to pick up my first puppy in training as a transfer, Lyndon, a 10-month-old yellow lab. Together with a good friend, Janae, I was able to co-puppy raise Lyndon and take him on campus to give him experiences socializing at school that he wouldn't have otherwise had. Lyndon had a lot of attitude and a lot of character. Together, Janae and I especially worked with him on his house manners. We like to say that it really takes a village to raise a puppy, and so Lyndon got experiences with other members of our puppy raising club as well. Now, you never know when raising a puppy what destiny has in store for it. When a puppy does not become a working guide dog, we call that being career changed. The career change label applies to former puppies in training that become house pets or service dogs with other organizations, such as Dogs for Diabetics. When we started raising Lyndon, we had no idea what he would choose for his own destiny. Ultimately, Lyndon has become a house pet, but that has not been the end of Janae and I's puppy raising adventure. A few weeks after Lyndon was career changed, the Paws for a Cause club leader, Debbie, asked Janae and I if we were interested in raising another transferred pup. And we hadn't had a lot of chance to think about it, but she also then let us know that she was on her way to pick up Juan, a 11-month-old black Labrador retriever, at the precise moment that we were having that conversation, and he would be on his way back to Arizona within the next 24 hours. So on impulse, Janae and I said yes, and we both invited Juan into our homes and into our lives. I think in that moment, we also anointed him into our hearts, and Juan has been a puppy that we will both remember forever. Every guide dog puppy in training is special.
In my own personal experience, every puppy has come into my life at exactly the right moment when I needed it the most. No matter the final destiny of a puppy in training, the dogs change our lives forever.
They're more than just dogs. They are our friends, and I think that they see us for who we really are. In March 2017, we were notified that Juan's recall date had come. Every puppy raiser knows that this day will come, but you can never quite prepare for the point at which your puppy has been deemed mature enough to move on to the next phase of their training outside of your care. So, in formal training, puppies become fully equipped with the skills that they need to be working guides. They go through 8 intense phases of training and must pass a prelim as well as a final exam before they're eligible to be matched with an individual for guide work. Every week, we could keep track of Juan's progress online and look to see whether he had moved forward in his training. As any good dog mom, we were extremely anxious for him, but also excited, and every Thursday we checked those phase reports religiously, crossing our fingers that he would make it on to the next phase. It's hard to imagine being more proud of anything than the moment when we found out that Juan had passed all of his exams and that he would be graduating in July of 2017 with his new partner, Ashley. That was the beginning of a friendship that will last a lifetime, and getting a chance to meet Ashley and to see them together was an incredible experience.
After Juan's graduation, I wanted to continue being part of the puppy raising community, but I wasn't sure that my schedule would have the flexibility and time required to take on another transfer dog.
To that end, my role shifted to that of being a puppy sitter, and for a week at a time, whenever possible, I would bring puppies to school and continue to supplement these dogs' experiences in the field with socializing opportunities that they might not have otherwise had. I don't think that life gives you more than you can handle at a given time, and while it definitely was not planned for me to raise another guide dog puppy in training, when the opportunity to work with Dobby came along, I was more than excited. Dobby is special for a number of reasons. He is also a black Labrador retriever, and he happens to be a legacy pup.
Meaning, Dobby's mother was also raised in the Tucson puppy raising group. Her name is Tetris, the first pup that I had the opportunity to work with.
For nearly 2 months straight, Dobby and I had the opportunity to spend nearly every waking hour together. That was not only 60 days, but 1,440 hours and 86,400 minutes. To say that Dobby and I bonded would be an understatement. When I started college, I had no idea that raising guide dog puppies would become such an integral part of who I saw myself to be. These are not just dogs, they're man's best friend and dogs with a purpose. They change lives, including my life. When I came into college, I had no idea that raising puppies would become such a key part of my identity. In the same way, advocating for the blind and visually impaired community while remaining open to learning and promoting awareness for accessibility have become important motivators for my own future career goals. Moving forward, I have dreams of specializing in clinical ophthalmology and with vision-oriented research. The lifelong friendships that I've made with individuals who are blind or visually impaired but not defined by those traits have especially moved me to continue with this career path. And that leads us to the present, where I'm about to embark on a 2-month journey to
meet with and interview individuals from all over the world. Some of these individuals are about to meet their guides for the very first time. Some of them have been working with their guides for years. Some have their very first guide dog, and some are on dog number 5. No matter which scenario, each of these individuals has a story to tell. A story about how they grew up, what their experience was navigating this world, and where their life has taken them today. More than anything, this is a storytelling adventure, and I hope that in listening, you will learn a little bit about some people around the world who are just like you and me. We struggle, we triumph, we grieve and cry, we laugh and smile. All of these things make us human and bring us together. My first stop on this adventure is Washington, D.C., and there I'll have a chance to sit down and talk with Iyanga Erdenebold. She is not only a Fulbright Scholar alum, but has worked at the U.S. Embassy for 7 years, and you'll just have to tune in next time to hear her story. You have been listening to Pause and Listen. With that, I'll leave you with this tune from my friend Ayan Rafiq.